Great. Well, can I add my welcome to Ben's? Great to see you this afternoon. I'm just going to say, speak for a few minutes about being a church member. In the pack of things that you received as you came in, there's this leaflet headed Being a Church Member. If you've been with us for a while, then you might recognize it because it's similar to ones we've done in previous years. So if you just glance down at the front page, you'll see, and I won't go through this in detail, do take it away and read it, but it says the Bible pictures God's people, the church, in different ways. So the bride of Christ, which is a picture of intimacy, the family or the household of God, we are a family, the body of Christ, members of a body, each with a part to play, something to offer. So about once a year we just pause and think about what it means to be members of God's family here at the Allenby Churches. So that's what we're going to do just for a couple of minutes. So if you turn over to page 2, you'll see there are several ways that it talks about in which we can express our membership of the body of Christ. So first of all, joining the membership of the church. And at the Allenby Churches, as part of the Church of England, the way we do that is by joining the electoral roll. So if you consider yourself to be a member of St. Peter's or St. Mark's, and I would encourage you, if you're not on the electoral roll, to join it. There are some forms at the back that you can fill in to do that. And if you attend both churches, or if you live in one parish and worship at the other, then you can join both electoral rolls. It's also helpful just to fill in a contact details form if you haven't done that yet, because that means that we're legally allowed to get in touch with you about church-related business. So again, there are some yellow contact forms at the back. The second thing is that it's great, it's important to seek an opportunity to deepen, to grow in relationship with Christ. And for many of us, as well as Sundays, this means joining a life group. So do consider that. And do be praying as well for God's work among us, the monthly church family night, the monthly prayer diary. Hopefully you've all got a copy of the prayer diary for July. Do pray through that. And there's also a little group that meets on a Saturday at 6 o'clock on Zoom to pray for the Sunday ministry. So if you'd be interested in joining that, then do let me know and I can send you the details. It talks thirdly about being equipped to serve God. And I'm not going to say much about that now because we'll be thinking about that later on in the sermon. But you'll see that on page 3 there are various sort of things that you can say about I'm passionate about, I believe my gifts are, and so on, to help work out where you could be involved. And then on page 4, on the back page, there are particular teams that are looking for members at the moment, different roles in church life. So do have a read through that later on. And if you think, well, I could be involved in that, then do tick the relevant boxes, leave it in the box at the back, and we'll get you involved. And then back to the second page. There's a couple of other things: being sent out to bless the Allenby communities, giving financially to enable the ministry. Just on that, we did an update a couple of weeks ago. Catherine did an update on the financial situation, and just a reminder to return your form if you're able to by, I think it's the 30th of June. That would be really helpful. Great. So that's being a church member. And as I say, do fill that in at some point, drop it in the box, and we'll talk further about those things. Just while I'm here, I'm going to mention one or two other things. So this week we have the evening life groups are meeting on Tuesday and Thursday. Wednesday morning, the final Understanding Old Testament Narrative session is here at 10 o'clock. Alice has asked me to say that she has here with her now notes from the first three sessions. Can I say Alice has spent hours putting these notes together? They're well worth it. So if you haven't been to any of the sessions, and it would be helpful to have the notes, do have a word with Alice afterwards. And then the women's group, WOW, are meeting on Saturday as well for a social. And I'm told that you can come to that whether or not you normally come to WOW. So if you're a woman, do come to the social Saturday, 8 o'clock in St. Peter's Vicarage Garden. If you don't know where that is, ask Alice. And then on the 6th of July, a week on Tuesday, we're going to have another prayer day. We try and do that once a year. And we're going to do that online, as similar to last year. So there'll be more information about that in due course. But particularly at the moment, it would be really good to have different people praying throughout the day. So we've split the day into hour slots from 7 o'clock through to 7 o'clock. Then it's the church family night in the evening. So if you're able to commit to pray for a particular hour slot during the day, then please do. There's a sign-up form on the way out. There's also, if you prefer, you can get in touch with Joe in the office to book a slot for that.